Welcome to Straight Talk with Kathy, your go-to source for health and wellness discussions from one of our country's leading motivational speakers, Kathy Robinson Pickett. And now, without further delay, here's Straight Talk with Kathy.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's Straight Talk with Kathy. I'm your host, Kathy Robinson Pickett, and I'm a woman with something to say. This week's podcast, we're talking about what is your life's legacy. That actually is an awareness kind of campaign going on this month, and I've been thinking a lot about it. It started last week for me. I was asked to speak at a conference called CCAM, and it was a Catholic conference on HIV and AIDS. And while I was on my way there, I was kind of just not sure what it was going to be like, and I was kind of checking myself, I guess you would say, about what I should say and what I should talk about. And I got there and I just had one of the best experiences I've had in such a long time. I went to a session that a woman put on. Her husband had just passed away just a few weeks ago to HIV and AIDS, and they had always kind of spoken together, and they actually had a group called the Doctors, and it was a kind of Latin band, the two of them kind of thing, and songs about prevention and that kind of stuff. And this was her first time speaking since her husband died. And at the end of her presentation, she just said she wasn't sure what she was going to do anymore, and whether she was going to continue speaking or whether she was going to continue performing. Yet she was encouraging other people to use their arts and to get in touch with that part of themselves to make a difference in the world. So when I had a chance to speak, she was actually in my session, and I told her, I said, in front of everybody, you know, you've got a gift, and you need to use this gift. You were blessed with this. And you can see in these videos you showed us how happy you are, and you need to continue doing that because that's your gift and your legacy to leave. And so all week I've been thinking about legacies and how a lot of times people think they have to have a lot of money to make a difference in the world. And that's just not true. Your legacy is what you can give someone else. It doesn't have to be what you can give the world even. It's what you can offer to someone else. And oftentimes, most of the time, almost all of the time, it doesn't involve money. People get so wrapped up on that piece of it's got to be money oriented. And that's just not true. What I have found in my years of work, whether it was in the nonprofit community or in higher ed, what I found makes the difference is time. It's always about time. When I speak, a lot of times, there's a couple of different stories I tell that I'm going to share with you today. And I'm sharing these stories with you not to say, wow, your kids are awesome. Don't worry. They both know they're awesome. My son wants a new truck, so right now he's telling me every day how awesome he is. But I'm sharing these stories with you for you to think about what is your legacy. The first one really is about my daughter, Lindsay. When she was headed into the sixth grade, we had moved to Lakeland. Our life before that point was pretty not perfect, for sure. We had faced a lot of discrimination issues in the small towns that we were living in. Lindsay was 11 and had never been invited to a sleepover. People were afraid of the whole HIV thing. So when we moved to Lakeland and moved the kids there, I had said to Lindsay, when you start middle school, you just need to make friends with people. You don't have to tell anybody anything about us. Not that you need to keep the HIV a secret, but you know, you need to make friends first. And so nobody knows you. There's lots of Robinsons in the world. Nobody knows that I'm your mom, that kind of thing. So because sixth grade girls can be what? Yes, I hear your head thinking about it. They're mean. We all know sixth grade girls can be really mean. So Lindsay went off to sixth grade. The first couple of weeks were great. And then 9/11 happened. A week, maybe 10 days after 9/11, when all the kids had gone back to school, Lindsay came home and she said, Mom, I'm supposed to do a project about what freedom means to me. And I said, well, Lindsay, what are you going to do? What are other kids doing? And she says, well, some people are making Statue of Liberties and some people are making cakes that are red, white, and blue. And I said, well, Lindsay, what do you want to do? And she says, I think I'm going to do a poster project. Now, that made her social studies teacher mom very proud. And I said, well, I can help you, Lindsay. She's like, I got it. So a couple of days later, Lindsay came out with her project. She told Steve and I to sit down. And it was two poster boards. It was a double poster board. And it was what freedom meant to her. And it started with the Revolutionary War. And then it went to the Civil War. Then it went to civil rights. She had Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, and other people on there. Then she had Kent State. Now, only my 11-year-old daughter would have even known what Kent State was. And she finished it with a picture of Ryan White and her mom. And I said, now, Lindsay, are you sure you want to go to school with this? And Lindsay grew up knowing, if not for Ryan White and other kids like him, some infected and some not infected, that she may not have been able to go to school. A lot of you may not know this story, but Ryan White was the first child in the United States that wanted to go to school who was HIV positive and public about it. And the school system said not only could he not go to school, but no child born to an HIV positive parent could attend school, whether they were infected or not. And that was the rules, laws in a number of school systems, even as close to us as Tifton, Georgia. So Lindsay kind of grew up knowing that that was, these kids were the foundation of her life. Well, Lindsay went to school the next day, and about halfway through the day, her teacher called me, and her teacher's name was Miss Dorr. And Miss Dorr says to me on the phone, I have never been so proud of any single student in my teaching career. And from that moment on, Lindsay has been an activist. And she was 11, but she made that conscious choice. And what a legacy she started to be able to stand up not only for herself, but for other kids. And so that story is important because a lot of times people think they're not old enough to make a difference in the world, or they don't have a strong enough voice or a strong enough reason. If Lindsay never spoke any other time except that one day in that sixth grade class, and she made somebody in that class know that it was okay if their parent had HIV, then that's her legacy. The second story is one that a lot of you've heard. It's about Garrett. When Steve passed away, we were planning our second trip to Tanzania and to do some missions work. And Garrett came to me shortly after Steve passed away and said, Mom, I want to climb the mountain in Steve's place. And Garrett was 13. The only mountain I thought he was climbing was Stone Mountain in Atlanta, Georgia. But all of his seventh grade summer and eighth grade year, he worked out. His best friend Charlie went with him to the gym in the mornings with a whistle, and I picked them up and got them to middle school on time, and he spent a whole year training, and we collected medical supplies and school supplies and all this. We had lots of people involved with us, and sure enough, that summer we went back to Tanzania, and with a whole bunch of volunteers and thousands of pounds of supplies and stuff. And we spent 5.5 weeks or so there and really had an amazing time. And Garrett did indeed climb the mountain, and he summited the mountain. And at 14, to summit the highest freestanding mountain in the world is a pretty big deal, right? But if Garrett was telling this story, he says, you know, I didn't do it for my mom. I didn't do it for Steve, even though he took Steve's ashes to the top, and that was certainly part of his driving force. He will tell you that he did it for all the friends together of kids that can't. And that's really the bottom line. We do things for other people because they can't. And maybe our doing it gives them some sort of happiness. Maybe it gives them some sort of role model. Maybe it gives them some sort of just knowing they're not alone in the world. And to be an activist, to be a leader in your community, to be a leader on your campus or in your church or at your work, doesn't mean that you have to always wear it on your sleeve. What it means is that you just have to do something you're passionate about. Every one of you listening to this podcast has something in your heart that means something to you. Maybe it's breast cancer awareness. Maybe it's child abuse. Maybe it's domestic violence issues. If you would find it in yourself to give 2 hours of time a week to something outside of yourself, your legacy that you leave behind is going to be huge, because you will be making a difference in someone else's life. And that's really what I want to encourage you to do. I've been tweeting this week, and I'm going to continue to tweet, asking folks, what is your legacy? What if you were to evaporate off the planet tomorrow? Can you say you've left behind? And I think about my students at Florida Southern, and I think about the thousands of students that I've met in the last couple of years doing programs and that kind of stuff, and what their different legacies are. Many of you hear me talk about Ryan a lot of times, and Ryan is the producer of this show. Ryan's legacy is huge. He's done all kinds of things. But really, his legacy, if he disappeared right now today, the peer education that he did at Florida Southern College, really being the base of starting Healthy Campus Coalition, how many lives has that affected? And that's important to me right now as school is starting back in. I'm getting lots and lots of emails from my former students, who are some of them just hearing now that I'm not going to be back in my position on Florida Southern campus. And they all want to know, what are we going to do without you? Well, what you're going to do is you're going to pull it together, and you're going to have straight talk yourselves, and you're going to create your own legacy, and you're going to leave something behind for the kids that come up behind you, because that's what a legacy is all about. So I want to know what your legacies are. What have you done? Or what do you want to do? What are the things that you can offer to your community? Maybe your community is your high school campus. Maybe it's your college campus. Maybe it's your church. Maybe it's where you work. Maybe it's your subdivision that you live in. Maybe it's just hosting a picnic in your community so folks get to know each other and start a crime watch team. Whatever your legacy is, that's what I want to know about this week. And so, if you'd like to reach me on Twitter, it's Straight Talk Pod. On Facebook, it's Kathy Robinson Pickett. By email, it's straighttalkwithkathy@gmail.com. I had to think about that for just a second. And, of course, on the website, it's www.straighttalkwithkathy.com. I want to know. Let's share our legacies. Let's help other people think of what they can do to make a difference in the world. So as school starts back for everyone, please be safe. Remember, school zones are fixing to be in. Drive carefully, buckle up. And until next week, be the boss of your brain.